All right, it is 20 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Miserable looking day out there today, but it is Monday. Brand new week, brand new month, as a matter of fact, and brand new opportunities here in our area to become a volunteer. There's a volunteer fair tomorrow. One of the organizers of the event is with us right now, Tracy Willard. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
You know very well how important volunteers are, don't you?
Absolutely.
At Hunter Hospitality House, you rely on your volunteers, don't you?
We do, and we've got what I like to call a small army of volunteers, but the houses wouldn't be cleaned, the publicity wouldn't get out. There's just so many reasons to depend on volunteers. Yard work and all kinds of things. People of all ages are able to volunteer at Hunter Hospitality House and throughout the community, and that's really what the volunteer fair is about, to let people know we have like 20 organizations involved, and you can find out everything from helping animals to women and children and the community.
Yeah, whatever your interest level is, there's probably something out there for you. We put so much emphasis on, and rightly so, fundraising. Everybody's got 5Ks and golf tournaments and dinners and all kinds of other events, which is great because you obviously wouldn't survive without money, but second to that, not necessarily even second, but you also need volunteers.
Absolutely. Having the personnel available so that you can do your mission.
Yeah.
And there are so many great organizations in our area with wonderful missions. And I know that this area loves to support the causes.
It's a good thing to do because if you've got any, and I know a lot of people are super busy, but then there are other people that for whatever reason find themselves with a little extra time. Maybe their job is not as busy as it used to be. Empty nesters. The kids have gone on to college and they've got a little bit of extra time that they can volunteer. It's just good to get out. It's good, I think, for your psyche to be around people and doing good things. But also in terms of networking, if you're looking for other career opportunities, the more people you meet, the more people you know, the better.
Exactly. In this town especially, there's just such a close-knit business and nonprofit group. You know, we really rub shoulders with one another, so it's good to be involved.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned that this is going to be about 20 different organizations, and so I won't ask you to name all 20, but to give us sort of a variety, you know, what are some of the organizations that are going to be looking for volunteers tomorrow?
Well, there's an animal shelter, there's Blue Water Safe Horizons, Visiting Nurse Association, Blue Water Hospice, Hunter Hospitality House, Bridge Builders. There's just numerous opportunities.
This is going to be all day tomorrow at the Port Huron Museum, right?
Yes, 10 to 6. And it's open house style. So come on out and spend 15, 20 minutes going from table to table, finding out who matches up with your interests and what the opportunities are. And, you know, if you're a teen that needs some service hours, that's a great opportunity. Or just like you said, if you're trying to build that resume, what a great opportunity.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a full-time job kind of commitment. You know, you're looking at maybe just, I don't know what your situation is at Hunter Hospitality House, but you probably have people that have maybe a couple hours a week they can.
Exactly. You know. We have people who just do a couple hours a week, a couple hours a month. We have occasional volunteers who come for service projects, like helping us with mailings and yard work.
Okay. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Port Huron Museum, right?
Correct.
All right. Hope you get a great turnout.
Thanks, us too.
Volunteer Recruitment Fair tomorrow.